Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Nancy. How you doing?
Good, Steve. Nice to hear you on the call.
Good. I just wanted to pop on and say hi this morning.
I was wondering who was going to do it today, and I guess I'm here. How are things going for you?
Awesome.
Really? Good. Want to talk about it?
I'm attempting to learn this new thing.
What new thing?
Still being buffaloed.
What new thing?
Plant-based diet.
Okay. Okay.
Are you having
challenges that we can help you with?
Well, I think my biggest challenge is just to dig in and read, which I haven't done. So that's
okay.
Something I got to work on.
You haven't started any of the books?
We have the China Study book, and we have McDougall's two of McDougall's DVDs that I've been, going over. And my wife is doing it well. It's really been helping her. It's been really awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Has she any of the calls at all?
No.
Okay.
There's not enough structure in the calls yet she's really funny about calls.
I know.
She's really resistant to the calls. I think that's probably because they've taken so much of my time. She's angry about them, but I learned a tremendous amount with the calls. So
yeah, I how strongly I feel about that.
Yeah,
and support the education is unbelievable.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is, if you every day you either pick up something or you give someone else something that they need. So that's
right.
I just love the calls.
Yeah, that's why I do it. I mean, that's why I'm here 99% of the time, because I look for that gem every day.
And it's when I was on the calls and actively doing what was being talked about on the calls, I dropped 34 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
When I got off the calls, didn't have the support, didn't have the friendship. I put 2,500 back on.
Yep.
And so the support factor is just absolutely tremendous.
I totally agree. You know that. So are you here for the duration of this call?
No, I'm just going to pop on for about 5 or 10 minutes and then hit the walk to work.
Well, it's good to hear you. Who else wants to say hello?
Hi, Ruth. This is Linda Brown from Vancouver.
Good morning, Linda Brown. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Good, thank you.
Good.
Who else is here?
It's Margaret from Fort Worth.
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
Great.
This is Anita.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
How are you?
Okay.
Anita's in Kansas.
Morgan.
Mary Jane, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Who else is here? Okay. Well, before we continue, I'm just going to read the opening statement. The purpose for the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles from the China Study by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. In the China Study, the book begins describing the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We only ask that if you find anything helpful or useful, that you pass the number on to others and the time of the call. Thank you for allowing us into your home, office, car at the time. Anyone else want to say hello? Okay, I was just talking to Steve at the beginning of the call from Utah, and Steve has been on the original Lifestyle for, how long, Steve? Are you still here?
I was on the original Lifestyle as a participant for about 9 months and then listened to probably half the calls for another 3 months.
Uh-huh. So good year for that.
What's that?
A good year.
Yep.
And is now
53 weeks.
Wow. counting, right?
Yep.
And now he's in the process of converting. Anything you want to say to those people who have just joined us and didn't hear us chatting earlier?
Well, it's wonderful to hear all my friends from the past, Mary Jane and Margaret and Onita. So awesome to hear your voices. I miss my friendships.
We miss you. Anyone have any questions or concerns that we can talk about?
This is Margaret, and I'm still trying to follow the channel study and the lifestyle and the regime. And I love... Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay, and I love entertainment. See, I am not menus together. On Monday, I mentioned the new McGoogle recipe. Do y'all have recipe books that you would recommend?
The Perfect Health by Shearer. Do you have that book, Margaret?
Yes, I do.
He has some good recipes in there.
Okay.
Certainly, McDougal Online has some excellent, or just, I think it's Veg All, or just Vegan. You know, Google that, and there are recipes there, I know. Was one recipe book that I bought when I bought my book. I'm looking to see what the name of it is. Anybody have any suggestions?
Well, I picked up the McDougal Quick and Easy Cookbook. It says over 300 delicious low-fat recipes you can prepare in 15 minutes or less. And those are good. I like those.
At the secondhand store, I bought the new McDougal Cookbook. I don't know if that's the same one or not that you have, Onita.
Oh, there are two different ones. I've got both of them.
Okay. And another one is Students Go Vegan Cookbook by Carol Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D. I think this was one that Char might have recommended in the beginning.
Right.
I have not used it at all, so I don't know what's in here, but that was another one that I bought at the time.
Okay.
You know, just go, I don't know if you have secondhand bookstores down there. If you do, go look and see. There's a ton of cookbooks out there.
Yeah, and half.com has really, really excellent prices on the Google books.
Really? Thanks for that information.
As low as $1 or $2 a piece.
Wow, that is great.
Amazon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, can we repeat that again? Look at the cookbooks.
The names of the cookbooks?
Yeah.
For half.com.
The .com, what was it?
Half, H-A-L-F. .com. Steve said has great prices on vegan on the people's cookbooks.
Yeah, and also just a comment I'll make, if you don't mind me interjecting this before I drop off. I love the thought of the recipe in the McDougal cookbook about cooking rice and the recipe called for rice and brown rice and the apple juice and water and cinnamon and raisins.
Mm.
And it really sounded yummy, 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 so I decided I was going to make it, and not realizing and not being a cook, you know, I can shake something, but, you know, cooking it, that's a different story. And so I would start out with cold water and dump the rice in and dump everything and bring everything to a boil and this and just didn't have much success. The rice, you know, you cook it the amount of time that it called for, and it was so crunchy that you cook it about twice as long and it was still crunchy. And Carol came up with the idea, well, what you're doing is with the raisins in there, when you start out, if you put everything in at the same time, the apple juice and the raisins, you put so much sugar in it, it coats the outside of the rice, and the rice can't let the water get into it and hydrate it. So I thought I would mention that, you know, and then she taught me, yes, you put the rice into boiling water, and that also speeds up the process. But I want to make those two different comments that...
Are you doing it covered or uncovered?
Covered.
Okay. Another suggestion when you're making your rice, I have been putting in vegetables. I always put in like a whole head of garlic, And I've cut in zucchini, I've cut in eggplant, onion. Sometimes at the end I'll put a little red pepper for color, and it's just, first of all, it saves another pot that you have to dirty, and it just adds more to your rice.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like something
yeah.
you might want to add to your rice. When it's, I even do it with my pasta when I'm cooking that.
Way suggested one time that to just pre-soak your rice first before you start cooking it, and that speeds it up too.
Well, it takes about an hour for rice to cook.
Right, yeah. In McDougall's cookbook, it says 40 minutes, and then let it sit for 10.
Okay.
But
are you using your Nikan pan?
I don't have one of those yet.
Okay.
So
that makes it quicker, actually.
Interesting. Okay, so why did you finally decide that? That's a great idea, Anita, to pre-soak it, because you can pre-soak it overnight and then warm it up, and it wouldn't take as long to cook. Great idea.
Does that help at all, Margaret?
Yes, it really does. I appreciate that. I have one other question. On Monday, Monty mentioned, and I have read it, the percentages of fat per calories. Which book was that in?
I don't remember. He'll be back on Friday. You might want to ask him then. I honestly do not remember. Or you can shoot him an email. Do you have his email address?
No, I do not.
Let me get you that. I don't remember because it's been a couple of months already, Monty had given us a website about label reading, and I forget the guy's name right now, but I became very aware that when you're reading labels, if the sodium on the label is more than the calories per serving, it's high in sodium. So for anyone who has a blood pressure or sodium problem, that's the thing that stuck with me from that whole video. It was an excellent video, but I always look to see whether the sodium is higher than the number of calories. And if it is, I consider what I'm going to do about it.
Okay.
I'm looking for Monty's. I'm looking for Monty's email address. I will come up with it before the end of the call. It was phone number.
Sure, I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm just starting listening to your phone calls.
Okay.
And this is Viola McGee from Salt Lake City.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Viola. Like the instrument, the violin, the viola.
Okay.
Viola McGee.
Hi, Viola.
Hi, nice to finally talk to you.
This is not Char, but go ahead. I thought you said Char, and I just realized it. This is Nancy.
Oh, hi, Nancy.
Hey.
Sorry, this is my first phone call. Hi, Steve, how are you?
Good.
I'm just going, just so you know, I'm going to be trying to listen in. Wednesday is the only day I can call in because I have to be to work at 8. So I'm new, and I'm new to the system, so I'm listening.
Okay. Have you started doing anything?
I just ordered the book, Zone. And I should be getting that any day.
Okay.
But I've been doing the drink. So shake it like once a day.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes twice a day.
Okay.
The Nikan weight loss program.
So are you, you realize that the lifestyle program has changed, is that correct?
Right. That's what I'm learning.
Okay. So hey, and the, Colin Campbell's book?
No, I don't have...
Okay.
I don't have anything.
Okay. The China Study, it's available at libraries, it's available at bookstores, it's available... the half-price bookstores here have it. You can order it online at Amazon, or I'm sure Half probably has it.
Yeah, so, I got it from Half.
Did you? Well, Sun Grove has a package, as does Blue Ribbon, so you can check both of those. And see which one of, where the price is best is my suggestion. But a good place to start is the China Study. And I remember when I was reading it, which is a while ago already, someone suggested reading the appendixes first, which I did. The first two chapters were challenging, but after that it became fascinating information to me. And it gives you the idea of how you should be eating. So that's how you should start. As far as what you want to eat, it's a plant-based diet. Some people jump right in, and I'm hesitating because I'm trying to go online to get Monty's email address. Steve, do you have it?
Well, the best way, if you is the only email address I have for him with me is monty@lifeforeverchange.com.
Did you get that, Margaret?
Life forever.
Life forever.
Life forever changed.
All one word.
Yeah.
Monty, life forever changed.
Monty at lifeforeverchanged.com.
And it's M-O-N-T-E.
Oh, okay. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. If you don't get it, I have his phone number also. If you don't get it, ask for it tomorrow. You want his phone number?
Okay.
I lost it. All right. I'm sorry, Viola. Does anyone have any suggestions for how she can get started before she gets her books?
Cut out breads, cut out sweets, cut out starches.
She could go into the into McGoogle's website and well, vegan and get recipes that way.
Okay.
There are quite a few calls, Viola, at lifestylesupport.org. The one starting in March, May and June.
Okay.
The first call that I started recording. I've been really bad the last 2 months to get them online. I've got most of them recorded, but I don't have them online yet because the site went down for a while.
Okay. Thank you. What we have done is some people... Before I continue, Monty's phone number is 360-352-4662.
360-352-4662. Thank you.
Okay. Viola, back to you. Sorry for the confusion here. Some people started when they heard about the program, they got the book, they read the book, and overnight changed how they were going to eat. Some of us were slower to catch on, and I always said from the beginning that we were weaning ourselves off of animal protein.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's your body. You have to decide how you want to do it. And any way you do it is okay. Don't feel guilty that I'm still doing whatever. As you read and learn more and participate on the calls, you'll be amazed at how much education you're going to get. Have you ever been on the original lifestyle calls?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, you heard Steve as a wonderful testimony of how important the calls feels are. And I have been on the calls since day one for me, which is over 5 years already. Anyway, as questions come up, mark them down so you can ask them the next morning. And what happens is we make our starch, our potatoes, our rice, pasta, that is our, quote, entree. And we build around that with as much fresh as we can. And we can also cook our vegetables if we want to. But the idea is to get back to the earth foods. You know, it's a plant-based way of eating.
Okay, so you no longer do the shakes from Neekin.
Actually, I still have, I'm hesitating. Another book is Perfect Health by Marianne Scheer. And in that book, she recommends eating one meal a day of just fruit. And so I have started doing that for breakfast, though. Instead of having my oatmeal or shake for breakfast, I'm having it for lunch. And in my oatmeal, I do put a scant scoop of the of the shake. And so I've gone from having it twice a day with one scoop each to a scant scoop once a day. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say quite a few of us still use the shake, I think.
Right.
Or at least, you know, mix it in with whatever we're eating, so.
It is not off limits.
Okay.
But for the most, you know, the big thing is the animal protein and milk, you know, the dairy products.
So a couple of the dairy products, just do soy maybe, or almond milk, or almond soy, or?
Yes, and yesterday on the call, someone was saying that she had a lot of gas, and she found out by reducing and eliminating the soy milk, the gas problem went away.
Oh.
And so, you know, it's very possible that her body, at least at that time, was saying, this is too much for me. Watch what you're doing.
Okay.
So, yeah. You know, by substituting another kind of milk or whatever, I don't use soy milk at all. Monty gave an excellent recipe for you guys who weren't there on Monday for a banana milk where you take a banana. In fact, somebody said they froze it, either frozen or not. Certainly, if it's the riper the banana, the sweeter it will be. With a cup of water and some vanilla, if you want, put it either in the blender or in a food processor, whip it up, and it's banana milk. They thought it was wonderful and sounds pretty good. I haven't made it, but, you know, something to try.
Yeah, that comes out of one of McDougal's books.
Right. And he loves it, so it sounds great. But as far as soy, don't, you know, the thing is to get a variety of foods and don't overdo on any one specific area. I have a problem eating too much fruit. That's been a challenge for me, especially when the fruit was so good this summer.
Yeah.
Does that
another question. I have a daughter that was going to college. What Nikan stuff can I give her to keep the weight off, because she gained like 10 pounds just being at college. You know, there was a lot of junk food at college with pizzas and all the fast food, the cafeteria. She tried to make her own salad and stuff, but do you recommend me the supplements from Nikan that I can send her?
Has she tried the crave control?
She just left my house last night and I gave her some crave control.
Okay.
So she's gonna try some of that. So is there anything?
Is she eating in the dorm where she has to eat what they're giving her, or is she in?
She has to eat at the dorm. Yep.
And I can't imagine if they don't have, although I haven't been in college for a long time, a salad bar type of setup.
But they do actually have a salad bar, but she just wants variety of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she's just, Mom, I can't gain any more weight. What do you have, the pecans that I can use? So I gave her the crave control, and I was wondering if maybe the fruits and vegetables would be good for her.
Yes. Yeah, you know, that was, and I do, like, even a baked potato for a meal, and going in that direction, but watching the pizza, especially with the cheese on it, and, you know, I remember those days, it's not unusual for a freshman to come home and have gained weight, but in my day, the variety was not like it is today, from what I understand. We never had salad bars, and it was just a whole different world then, and people are more aware now of the importance of eating healthy.
Yeah.
You know, granted, it's going to be hard, but she has to decide how important it is for her to nourish her body with healthy food.
Yeah.
You know, that's the bottom line. Not only, you know, forget the weight. She'll function better if she eats healthy.
Okay. That's all I'll tell her.
You know, that's the reason I do this. The weight is secondary. I do this because I want to feel good.
Yeah.
And I've always said that. Sure, it would be nice to be a size 2. No, it really wouldn't, but, you know. The idea is to feel good and to give my body the healthy food that it needs. Does that help at all?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. But, you know, come back with questions that you have, and that's what we're here for. Besides the wonderful support that you get on these calls.
Okay.
Good question.
We use a rice cooker.
I have not. Some people do. Do you have one?
No.
I know that some people have been using one. I just use a pan.
I have a rice cooker, and I use it all the time.
And what's the advantage of that, Mary Jane?
It cooks right, and you just plug it in.
You plug
it in and set the timer and let it go. I have various, you know, because you have the timer so that it depends upon the type of rice that you're cooking, the length of time that you need to cook it.
And it goes off automatically, is that what you're saying?
It goes automatic. It goes off automatically.
Okay.
Yeah.
The,
you don't have to be stirring it. You don't have to do anything. It's just, and as soon as it's done, I take a fork and fluff it up.
Well, my bag of rice says, do not take the top off for one, I think it's 55 minutes. Do not open it at all. Do not fluff it. So I just turn it on and let it go and let it go for 55 minutes.
Yeah, well, this is after it's cooked. It's when I
Yeah. Right, but it says not do that during the cooking process, so I don't.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
Yeah.
On the Oprah show with Mrs. Seinfeld, I can't remember her first name. Anyway, she was using the rice steamer even to steam her vegetables and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mine says how to steam vegetables, and also it's a steamer. And
that would be
a rice cooker.
Yeah, that would be it. Depends on how much rain you have in your kitchen.
It's automatic, and you never burn it. It's done the right way.
Good. Yeah. Let us know if you get one, Margaret.
Yes, it's not burned before.
I don't know. I've had mine forever.
Okay.
Maybe you can find one on Amazon.
They have everything else there, don't they?
Yes, for sure. Although I've never used it, I don't know, but apparently it's a big one. Anyone else have any questions? Good questions this morning.
You could possibly find one at a cook store, you know, at a cooking store. You might be able to find
one. Bed Bath & Beyond may have. And I always have a 20% coupon.
Mine is a little, just a small. It's not a great big one. It's just a small little, and it's plastic. I question that a little bit sometimes, but, yeah.
So, like, for a cup of rice?
I usually use a cup and a half.
Uh-huh.
Because I like to have some by the time we eat what we get,
there's
still some left over, and
I don't have
that left over.
Uh-huh. Have you ever cut vegetables in there?
I have.
When you're cooking the rice?
No, I haven't, and I'm gonna put some vegetables in with the rice next time I cook it.
I wonder how that'll work.
Oh, it'll work fine.
Good.
It'll just flavor. I put vegetable bouillon.
There's
a Kerb puts out a vegetable bouillon, and I usually take and crumble one up into the water on the top after water in.
Yeah.
So it gives a little bit of flavor to the rice also.
I love the whole garlic because then it's soft and it's just really good.
I'll have to try that.
The worst part is cleaning the garlic.
I know.
Anyone else have any questions for today? That's some good discussions going on. I appreciate that because I certainly don't want to do a monologue. Okay, well, let me just read the closing statement then. I want to thank everybody on the Pilot Study Group for your time commitment to the program, and thanks so much for all the guests who participated and those who may be listening today. If you have any questions or comments, I'm going to direct you back to the person who invited you on the call. Have a great day, everybody, and again, thanks for joining us on this journey and for participating this morning. I really appreciate all the help. Have a great one, everybody.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome, Anita. Bye-bye.